Blog Talk Radio.
Take that shit in.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart. Been into the title thing, cause I figured that the next step was buy a ring. Never thought I'd be saying, girl, this is not a fling, or be trying to sing for shorty, yo, my girl, just in case you had a doubt. Yeah, STI, how to change your heart.
Yeah.
It's the What's up? Picture.
Yeah, welcome to the Emotion Picture, like show like 95 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day, you used to count the shows and shit? That's a seventh show. I don't know. Oh, man, I've been gone for a week or so. You know, I stopped in last week, but it didn't feel the same, you know, so it's good to be back.
It is good
going
to have
on, Jazz.
You back. It wasn't the same. What you just passing through. I know the fans felt
through.
It.
Yeah, I heard
Krishan,
the show.
Well, we definitely held it down. We did our best. We had some excellent callers. It was a good time, but it's nice when the three of us are on. And again, we're missing a link. You know, I'm starting to be the only reliable host on the show.
Well, at least I call in when I'm sick. But speaking of three of us, Cha actually is not here right now. I think he's doing some rapping or breakdancing, whatever that guy does. I don't know. But he'll be in probably about 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, he has a late
he's
pass.
He's breaking someone's heart.
Yeah, probably, because he was 12 and someone dumped him in sixth grade and something like that. But never fear, he's not here, but we can still go into one of his songs from the newest CD, The Breakup, and that's what we finna do.
I would rather
be
lonely.
I know I said we need to talk about it.
DJ Victoria,
the proposal.
I'm a contradictor. Look, I don't know if what's beefing is really solving any problems. When I walk out the door, it keeps revolving. And you want me to be yelling and screaming, but I evolved, so I'm just speaking monotone about our issues. And you be dodging them and dancing all around them, avoiding the real combo. I'm the pot, blaming shit on the kettle. I do it also cause I'm scared you gonna tell me somebody's touching your torso and your lower half stroking your ass. Then I feel awful, I would feel like being unlawful and letting shots go, or letting out tears till I'm snot-nosed, or pushing you off the top floor and jumping right behind you, so that when they find you, they find me. And even though we didn't have a seed, our blood was still mixed when our bodies hit the street. Or we could make up and make things right. I don't wanna have to argue, fuss, and fight. Fuck that.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, girl. I'm a lover, not a fighter, girl. I'm a lover, not a fighter, girl. I'm a lover, so the only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on. The only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on. Only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on. Only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on. Only way I'm arguing is with
top off bra, pop pants by your shins. I'll grab them, snatch them off. You can smack me now and then. Tell me everything I do to piss you off. Don't hold it in, and I will kiss you in between every statement until it ends. Then we going again. I'm calling you a jerk, you say I'm a prick, my feelings get hurt. You said I'm selfish, I said so are you. You call me a hopeless fool and scream, stop dreaming, you idiot, why'd you go to school? If you don't use your degree, I call you stink ass, use some degree. You wanna say stop cause it's getting out of hand, but when I'm inside you can't. Makes you wanna laugh, cry, hate mixed with love, don't ask why. go from spasm to orgasms. Now it's like it never happened. You don't know if we can make it. Yes, we can. Try.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, girl. I'm a lover, not a fighter, girl. I'm a lover, not a fighter, girl.
Okay.
I'm a lover, so the only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on.
True.
Only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on. Only way I'm arguing is with no clothes on. Only way I'm arguing with no clothes on.
That's the only way we argue love. I'm a, yeah. I'm a lover, man. Pause.
Right, right.
I like that one. It's different.
Yeah, that's my favorite from the album. Yeah, that was No Clothes On by Sha Stimuli. And again, The Breakup by DJ Victorious and Sha Stimuli is out right now. You can just probably ask Jeeves or Bing it or Google it, Yahoo search it. Out the window, you're going to find it. And I probably will do later on is just post it in the chat room so everybody can get their copy. Yeah, that was a dope song right there.
Wow, like I've never had an argument
up.
Like that.
Pick your clothes up. Did you? Yeah. That's the best.
I guess. I haven't had a real argument yet.
I wow. guess not.
I guess.
Girl, just take your clothes off.
Take your clothes off, girl.
But, the name of the CD is The Breakup. It's The Breakup Part 2. And, of course, it's about 16, 17 songs of straight breaking up music. And, you know, it's what it is. That's what pretty much, you know, a lot of us are specialists in breaking up. You know, a lot of us walk around single, wish we were single, and stuff like that. And, today's show, what we want to do is try to come to some kind of understanding of when to break up. You know, a lot of times when you're in a romantic relationship, they pretty much have a timeline of their own, so it becomes difficult to know when to call it quits. And, you know, no matter how much you try to plan and predict the outcome, it's pretty much hard for both of you in a relationship to come to the same conclusion at the same time. Like one person may say, I'm tired of him, and he's like, nah, I still want her, and they switch, and, you know. So, you know, we don't want to have our spring and our summers hampered down by people who are killing us inside, you know what I mean? And it's good to be patient, and it's good to have understanding and try to work on things, but sometimes people are just killing us, you know, physically, emotionally, you know, a few Christian and stuff, spiritually, you know. A lot of us suffer from being in the same relationship for too long. But not to slant it, a lot of us quit too early. You know, a lot of us, you know, we have the 3-4 month special, and you have that maybe that second big fight, and you're out of there. So, you know, Jazz.
Yes.
Talk to me. You're a woman. And,
I am.
You're wise. When is it time for you to tell a dude to just to step off?
Well, you know,
or goodbye.
I have to say that I have been one of those to linger, probably too long past the signs, the symptoms, the red flags. You know, with hopes that things will get better, but now I think with, you know, experience and some maturity and seeking counsel and trusting, you know, a few special people, that when the writing is on the wall, you know, when you're unhappy more than you are happy, or when you don't feel like you're meeting that person's needs either, then it is time to let it go. But I do, you know, I think that you really explained a lot of what people go through in relationships. They invest so much time and energy and start making future plans with one another that it becomes really difficult to really see, you know, is this really where it's going to end? We have so many things planned. But, you know, it only, I think that it's very easy for once relationships start going south, I think it's really difficult to get them to turn around. So by the time you're at that point where you're asking yourself, you know, is this going anywhere, then that's probably the time, if not to break up, then to have a very serious conversation and check each other. So I also think that there's certain breaking points for people. I think that maybe everyone has a different threshold of what they can handle. And I mean, I know we talked about on shows before where, you know, like any type of abuse, you know, I definitely don't want to put a message out that we can take so much of any type of abuse. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, some quirky things that we overlook in a person, you know, no big deal. You can deal with that 6 months, 12 months, whatever. But if there's some, like, value issues going on, then I think those are where your threshold needs to be. When you and that person are kind of constantly coming to kind of like a fork in the road when it comes to, you know, your value set or things that are truly important to you, if you can't compromise or, you know, if you can't be yourself, your true person, then you need to let that person go.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I stand.
Well, that's pretty much a lot. I definitely agree that, you know, if you're always frustrated, even when they're not around, and then when they're not around, you're happy they're not around, but you're still sad because you know they're coming back around, then maybe you should call it quits. I'm not sure about, you know, what you said. Well, as soon as you think about it, you know, then maybe you should start thinking about it. It definitely, like you said, you definitely want to have a talk. I think that talk should be with yourself first, though, because sometimes when, you know, you come to somebody, of course you do, I'm so wise, you know, you come to somebody that you're disappointed in or whatever, they can somehow talk you out of it. It's kind of like a job, you know, you want to quit the job and the boss says, well, no, we need you, we'll pay you more money, and, you know, you stick around. So one thing that helps me is I do a little pro and con column thing. You know, I put on one side all the things I dig about that person, and the other side, you know, I put it where I don't dig. And, you know, I won't lie, you know, sometimes you may have 25 cons and 2 pros, and you're like, but those are two, you know, those are 2 good pros. You know, so it's kind of hard sometimes to break, you know, that G-force, you know, and leave that relationship. But how do you know, you know, how do you know when to just try to work it out? Like, say you are miserable and you do have different values and you do fight a lot. You know, when do you say, well, I'm not going to quit this. This can change. Or do you just bounce?
See, I don't know. I just think that, you know, there's certain things that you know you're not going to ever agree on, and you know that's something that you let's think of an example. What is something that, like, you hold really, you know, extremely dear to your heart with respect to yourself, your household, or, you know, your lifestyle? Just name one thing.
In terms of relationships or just
general, just in general, something that's extremely important to you.
My family.
Okay, your family. Okay, so let's just say something like, you know, getting together every Sunday with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that might be a little bit, you know, it's pretty cliche, but okay, every
White.
Sunday you get together,
right.
Y'all go to Big Mama's house, right? Okay, and that's something that you always grew up doing. You don't ever intend to not do that. And you think, you know, when you have children, this is going to be a part of their tradition. And, you know, you meet this chick and things are going well. You haven't exactly brought her to Sunday dinner yet or whatever, but everything else is in line. But that's something that she's not going to be able to deal with. Like, she is not, family is not, you know, a very important thing to her for one reason or another. You know, she doesn't really respect the time that you spend with your family, doesn't see it as that important. You know, it's something that you're not going to be able to help her understand. And it's just something that's not as important to her. So to me, like, at that point, once you recognize something that's important to you and is not important to that person, it's going to affect your lifestyle and how, you know, your happiness, whether in that relationship or, you know, in your other relationship, then to me that's like a breaking point. That's when you just say, like, you know what, this is probably not going to work.
That's
I mean, there's
crazy.
A million
no,
different examples.
No, see, it's funny with me. I was like, well, that's just Sunday. Like, Sunday, you go on to girls. I'm going to grandma's house. You know, I guess I'll make that compromise. But, you know, I do understand everybody has a value system. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of things, I think, with grown-ups that you don't have in common, and there are going to be some points where you two are going to clash. But I think I would probably hold out for the things that would just make me unhappy rather than things that, you know, I would want in an ideal mate because, I mean, you know, I don't want to seem cynical that there is no ideal mate, you know what I mean, or partner, but just the checklist that we've been having since we was 21 or 18 or whatever it is, or even 31, sometimes it's a bit unrealistic for you to put yourself. Like that may have been in the person that you gave up on 5 years ago. You never got a chance to know it. So I think that, you know, part of relationships is growing with each other. And, you know, that person may not get that value that you speak on in the first 5-6 months. You know, who knows what it'll be, you know, in the 8th or 9th month. It's the same way that they can have something positive that you like in the beginning, you know, and then 6, 7, 8 months, they leave that or they stop being that person you thought they were. So, you know, I guess there's no real good answer.
Right.
I think we had the show about...
No, I was going to say, I think you and I really, you know, we differ in terms of, you know, patience.
I'll be saving them. I save them.
Yeah. And
everybody
knows
they be saving them.
No, I mean, we really do because, I feel like, yeah, you know, there's some things, you know, 6 to 8 months, whatever, you know, you're still trying to figure out. You know, some things people will sacrifice, you know, for your happiness because you being happy is their happiness, all this other fluffy shit. But, no, I mean, to me, like, if being at Big Mama's house makes me happy and I'm going to have to come home to your attitude that's going to linger till Tuesday, no, I don't want to do that, you know, and I want somebody that's going to enjoy the things that I enjoy doing, which you're right, and then there is no ideal person who's going to enjoy everything, and that's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm not a big movie buff, but I can deal with a guy that likes to watch movies. What? I didn't see Malcolm X. I can deal with a
guy
that Malcolm
X. She didn't see nothing.
No, I'm not, you know, I can
deal with somebody. Now, you watch movies, you got to go.
See?
I ain't saving that.
You see?
No, you got to go.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There's certain things that just are not going to work, you know, for you. There's a cutoff limit, and, like, at that moment, you meet a girl, you're spending a lot of time with her, and you realize, like, you know, she might have been going to the movies with you and all, and quote movies and stuff like that in the beginning, but in real, that's not, you know, it's not entertainment to her. She actually hates it. You know, that's probably going to be, like, a deal breaker for you. Like, I don't
think
this is going to work.
She's a liar, and she's weird. Yeah,
see?
Cool.
And
she's
weird.
Lying
okay.
For her.
No,
you gotta get out of here. Maybe that's why you're single, Jay. You gotta watch movies more often. I'm just saying.
No, I am not gonna watch movies to find a mate. I'm sorry.
Oh, but he gotta go to Big Mama's house on Sunday, though. Okay, that's how you live.
I don't have a Big Mama, but if I did, I would want to be at her house on Sunday.
And do what? You ain't watching movies? I don't know. Sha, you up in here, Sha?
Yo, I'm here, man.
What?
You
actually don't
watch movies, man.
Jazz, you got issues with yourself. You need to talk into the mirror and figure out why you don't watch movies. Like, movies are, you know, art imitates life, man. Like, how you going to learn? What you doing, reading? Go on.
Nah, she don't read. Like, I read. We know she don't read.
I like music, so that's very important to me. Like, a man that is
that's
not
good.
Really engaged in music. You know, I'm not saying you have to know all the latest. I don't know all the latest hip-hop songs and everything that's on the radio. But, you know, I have a ear for music. I really enjoy being around anything, you know, musical-ish. And,
you know, 90s
artsy.
Hip-hop, though?
Yeah.
90s hip-hop
So, I mean, that's important to me. Now, I don't want to sit down. I don't want to get old watching movies. That's not what I want to do. So that's not going to be the person I want to be with.
So when people throwing out movie lines and referencing certain characters and certain things,
she
and communication, you just lost. You're just not catching the joke.
No, I don't. And I didn't see that. Just like
you ain't. Did you see Coming to America at least 10 times, Boomerang, any like Last Dragon, anything like that?
I've seen that. I've seen The Last Dragon. I've seen Boomerang. I've seen Coming to America. Now, did I watch it again and again? Can I quote? No. No. I like to come up with my own quotes. I don't like to steal other people's and use them. But this show is about breaking up. It's not about how many movies Jazz can quote.
We're going to get back to that, though.
Let me talk about breaking up real quick. I spoke to this young lady today, a friend of mine, and she told me that there was a point in her relationship where her and her man were arguing every day, and they thought they were going to break up, and they were ready to break up, but they had just signed on, like, co-signed for a house, and they realized that once they had shared this, you know, this big thing, that they were going to work it out, and that's what kept them there. And sometimes, you know, finances keep you there, kids keep you there. You know, certain things when you become a family, it's like a business, like y'all are joined together. So she worked it out. Now, I asked her, I said, are you still in love? And the pause that came after that question was so long that right there, she should know that she should be out. But 89% of people in relationships, especially marriages or things like that, when they get stuck, like, what you were talking about before, that gaga phase is over, that in love phase is over, that floating phase is over. So you start to settle, and she started to make up these things like, well, you know, he takes care of this, he takes care of that. He's been there, he knows me. It's going to take me a while to, I don't feel like dating. I don't feel like starting over. I don't need to be floating. Like, it was just a whole bunch of crap. And I was like, damn, I used to think like people like that were lame. Now I'm like, that shit is almost real life, like getting with somebody, the gaga phase is over, and then you just not really settle, but you understand that it ain't going to be, you know, it's not going to be novelty every day. So?
Yeah, grow up. Ain't going to be like no fireworks every day.
The spark.
Yeah, yeah. Damn your spark and all that shit. Yeah, you know.
But I used to want that. I thought financial freedom was a part of that, too. I thought if you're able to take trips and go out to eat and what's that chick name that called up the other day, Miss J, that don't like Olive Garden, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Life would be good.
Hold on. I think we got somebody at the door. Okay. I don't know. Someone from the 313 area code want to talk to us?
Where's that?
I think that's Detroit or something like that. I don't know. Your number starts with 313. Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Yo. Who's this? Yo, who's that?
It's Weatherman. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Weatherman.
Hey, Weatherman.
How y'all feeling? I ain't seen y'all in a minute. Y'all been all right?
Now, if you're new to the show, because I know we have a lot of new listeners every week, if you're new to the show, let me tell you about Weatherman. Can I tell him Weatherman?
He deserves an introduction.
Yeah, you know, Weatherman, he, on Valentine's Day show, I think that was our first show, he had a fight with his girl who he's living with because he bought her a laptop for Valentine's Day. He put it on their Valentine's Day bed. We found out that this girl is about, I don't know, 6, 7, 10 years his senior and used to be his mama's best friend somewhere in high school, I'm not sure. And when they met, she had took him across state lines and possibly drugged him. There's more, but I'm going to let him talk about what he called. What's up, Weatherman? What's going on?
Hello?
Weatherman?
What's going on?
Yo.
Yeah, what's up? I've just been busy. I mean, I haven't done much of nothing, really, man. I've been low-key. I've been working, raising my daughter. I kind of fell back. I took somebody's advice and just, you know, chilled out for a minute. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So you recently went through a breakup, right?
I usually got hot, juicy stuff, but I really ain't got much right now.
Right. Now, you recently broke up, right?
Yeah.
Now,
right
what
now,
made
I'm
you
just
quit?
You what? Right now?
Not that right now, I'm just single, so.
Okay.
Well, why did
that's
you break
good.
Up?
That's
good.
Somewhere, what do you want to
call
it? Because it was time, man. time went on and, you know, we weren't growing. So it was rather now or never. So I had to make that tough decision. So
weren't y'all living together?
Yeah, we were living together for 5 years.
So who moved out?
I left.
Oh.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah, that's always a tough question, man. Who's
going to
keep the front of you?
Man,
who kept the
front of you?
Oh, yeah. I have a question
about that. Are you in the street right now? Did you move out to the street? What is in the background right now?
Oh, my God, he's homeless.
Charlie, are you at the pool hall? Where are you sleeping, man?
No, I'm in a house. I'm actually working in a house right now.
Oh, okay, okay. Thanks for taking your time to call. That's what's up.
So are you okay, Weatherman? Is everything going to be okay? Is
yeah,
the baby girl okay?
Yeah, Weatherman's good. My daughter's good. I'm good, you know.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Weatherman,
so I was calling in to check up with everybody, let y'all know I'm good.
All right. We're glad you're good.
We were worried about you.
We're good. Yeah, we were kind of worried. But thanks for calling, Weatherman. You hold your head, brother.
Hold it, please. Call back next week. We want to make sure you're...
What the hell? Didn't he seem sad or something?
Yes. Oh, my God. I thought he was homeless. I didn't know what to think.
That's why people stick it out.
What is it? Yeah, I think that's him.
Do you think
he's never sound like that before?
He was so distracted. Do we know anyone in Detroit that could look after him?
No, we don't.
I don't know.
Shaw said, no,
man.
We don't.
That's why.
Later.
That's why it's important to stay.
That one. Mm-hmm.
And be miserable at home, man. You got to be miserable at home. Fuck it.
Wow.
You'd rather be miserable at home? Is that what you said? You'd rather try
no,
to
I wouldn't.
Walk into misery? Oh, okay.
No. No, you listen to track one of the breakup part two proposal, shameless plug on southsimbalize.com. You can get that. You will hear that I am comfortable being alone, you know, and you might be too. Video coming soon. But,
are you talking or are you advertising?
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? People got to be comfortable in their own skin.
Very
you know, track two is how can I love somebody else if I can't love myself? Enough to know that I need help. And a lot of us out there, we need help, man. We need to talk to the mirror. You know? People always look for somebody to make them happy. Sometimes you just wake up every day and you ain't happy. It ain't the person next to you. It's you.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah, more than likely.
That, you sad motherfucker.
Oh, my God, it's the weatherman. He can't stay with me. I can't take him in.
We have the infamous second angry MILF, Miss J on the phone. What's going on, Miss J?
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Miss J?
Did I really gain the title of infamous?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, angry MILF number two. You're number two.
Get your weight up.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about that.
That's okay.
That's right.
Get your weight up, man. Come check me.
Okay. I can honestly say I missed like the first 30 minutes of the show because I was on that Moscato, but I'm calling in now. And
Moscato's kind of cheap, man. Hey. It's like you be drinking some of
them. She on that Mad Bull 2020.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So I just want to say, if you're in a dead end relationship. If you really see that there is no future, or if you feel that it's time for you to go your separate ways, you need to weigh out all your options first. You know, you really have to decide on whether or not you can either work it out, stick it out, or whatever it is. And once you reach that point where you have done all you can, then maybe it's time to come to some type of mutual agreement. And if it can't be mutual, then somebody has to make the move because otherwise you're going to have one party that's just going to be unhappy to the point of destruction, basically. Mm-hmm. So somebody has to make the conscious decision on what they really want to do. You can't leave it up to, let's just see what happens. Because most times when you leave it up to the let's just see what happens, you still wind up upset. You can't get what you're looking for out of the relationship, and it just turns into, a love-hate thing. You love them when you want to, but you hate that you're with them.
Ms.
That's
J,
just, you know, yes.
What do you look for in a relationship?
Oh, my. Number one, respect. That's number one. Okay. Number two, well, actually, let me say this. Combined with respect, there has to be fidelity, because that's a form of respect as well. A lot of people try to associate the two as two different things, but actually it's not. Respect and fidelity actually go hand in hand, because if you are not faithful, then you're disrespectful. So I think that those two things that's a very important element. Also, there has to be compatibility. You have to be compatible with this, this person, because if you're not, then you pretty much put yourself in a situation to where you're pulling straws trying to find a reason to stay together. You can love a person, you can want to be with a person all you want, but the bottom line is, if you don't have love, respect, and compatibility, you really don't have a basis for a relationship. And me personally, I think that you have to look towards, you really have to look towards some type of stability also. You have to be stable in who you choose
to
be with. Yeah, you really, I mean, because you don't want to be with somebody and they get a new job every, month or so. That's just damn ridiculous, because you can't build on something like that. This person has to have a want in this for a successful future. There's a whole lot of things that go with it, but you can't, if you don't have that respect and faithfulness, there's no way that you're going to be able to move on from it. I mean, that's the way I think.
Let me ask you a question, Ms. J. What does a lack of respect look like?
A lack of respect is... Okay, a lack of respect would be to me, number one, you have someone that thinks that they are, they can do whatever they want. They can basically come and go as they please. They don't have to look to you for any decisions in a relationship. They can... Basically go out and do what they want. And, whether it's something you agree with or not, they really don't care. Or a person that is one-sided in a relationship. In other words, if, one party decides that they want to go away for a two-week trip with their boys or with their girls, it's all good, but when the other party wants to do it, then it becomes an issue. You got to have that 50-50, because people don't realize that, we both put our pants on the same way. We both get up in the morning. We all do the same thing. So everybody has to be treated the same in a relationship. The way you expect to be treated is the way you should treat your spouse.
You're right.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. And I can honestly say that at this moment, in this particular moment, I'm going through that phase right now.
Why did you pronounce the T so hard, though, in moments? Like, why are you?
You're going through it, guys. You're going through it right now.
This moment. I'm sorry,
okay,
go ahead, though, bro.
Because y'all know I go hard. I'm not going to hold back, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going through it right now. I am, married in a relationship with, my husband
who might be listening.
Who cares?
Might be listening. Uh-oh. Right.
And let me talk about that, though. If he's listening, I promise you it's nothing he ain't never heard. So we're going to move on. But if I tell him that, you know, we need to lay our flaws and all out on the table. We can choose to accept them or we can choose to work on them. And my particular choice is I think we need to work on them, because if it bothers you or it irks you, then maybe it's something I need to work on. But if it bothers me and it, you know, annoys me, then I feel that you should do the same. So his biggest thing is, you know, he doesn't understand why we need to go out or, you know, entertain each other or this, that, or whatever. Okay, that's cool. You don't have to want to do it. But when I start, no, it's cool. But when I start doing it and I find my own entertainment, I want to hear shit. So that's our biggest thing now, because now he sees it now. I've laid it out. You know, we've been married for, you know, some years. But now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, you know, I got two children left in the school. After they get out of school, it's all about me. So if you either with me or you're not. But, you know, if you want to fall by the wayside, that's on you. But I'm telling you what it takes to keep us going. I mean, there's a couple of other things, but, you know, that's one of them. And we talk about it all the time. But, you know, you don't have to see it my way, because I'm not here to change you. You know, you did what you had to do in the beginning to get me, so you need to do what you need to do to keep me. But if you can't, guess what? There's somebody out there in the wings. There's somebody out there in the wings that's waiting.
You don't know that. That's funny, because someone said in the chat room earlier, you call it quits when you got somebody else.
A lot
of times, people, it ain't nobody else out there for you sometimes.
Okay,
let me tell you this, though.
If I was ever in a situation where I had to call something quits, it wouldn't be over another dude. I promise you that. Because men don't make me. Not at all. I make me. Okay, so if there is another dude out there, I promise you it's going to be for the good of him. It's not going to be for the good of me. It's going to be his benefit. It ain't going to be mine. I promise you that.
You on Facebook somewhere or something? I'm on Facebook.
Well,
I'll tell him how to find you.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's cool.
But his confidence is coming. Thanks for calling, and give him up number two. We have another caller. We have caller 515. You've been very patient. Thanks for waiting. What's going on?
515.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, 515. How we get there? Where is 515? Where is Alaska?
Ain't that the Midwest? Ain't that Iowa or something?
Yeah, it's Iowa. There is brothers up here, okay?
Yeah,
okay. Iowa.
Yeah, I went to Iowa, brother. I know all about that. I used to go to Des Moines, man. I'm an Iowa dude, man.
So am I, man. I'm in Des Moines right now.
That's what it is.
All right. What are you saying? Shit, nigga, I'm in Des Moines right now.
Des Moines is okay,
what I want to talk about, right, somewhat what she's saying is right. I've been married for 23 years, and what drew me to my wife pulled me away from her. You know, she was older, and I just love the fact that she is old. She taught me a lot of shit. I respected her, but as I grew into a man, the things that pulled me to her drew me apart from her. She got to be too possessive. She thinks she knew it all, but she knew it all then when I was young. She's like 7 years older than me, you know, and I'm going through this phase now. Well, we got kids, so we're not together per se, but we live together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man,
it's like the breakup.
You sleep in the same? You sleep in the same bed or what?
No. I built an extra room on my house.
Ooh,
extra. I'm serious too, brother.
So now, it's like a how old are the children?
My kids. I got three kids. One's out the house, and my two boys. One's 13. One's 11. And that's really why we're together. I mean, we respect each other. We pay bills. We talk about shit, but we live two different lives.
Now, when you say you're together for the children, what does that actually mean, to be together for the children?
See, I was raised without a dad, and I damn sure don't want my boys to be raised with no dad. That hurt me, you know? sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You can't be selfish. I was selfish in this relationship. I ain't going to lie to you. Towards the end of it.
So nothing
actually, our marriage was like, actually, our marriage was like, we should have been over 10 years ago.
Mm. Now, do you, the children, do they see you guys so frustrated, or do they think that everything is all good?
No, they know. They know, they know.
And
they
why?
Know.
So why are you together?
Because there's no affection between us. It's a high and buy situation. If we have arguments, they're really blow-ups, you know what I mean? Because to tell
right.
the truth, we can't stand each other. I ain't going to lie to you. We can, but we can't, you know?
So, if
wow,
you're
like y'all supposed to be helping me, and y'all look stuck.
Are you guys seeing other people? Let me interject. I just want to ask, okay, so the guys are asking, are you guys seeing other people? I'm sure, I know, see through this relationship, I was, and she swore she wasn't, but
now she was going out and shit, and I was like, go do your thing. I don't even want to know about it. I don't care. Didn't care then. I don't care now, you know?
Now, Iowa, check it out. Can't you be the father of the children and just, like, move out the house and live somewhere down the street, something like that?
But I did that. But I did that. See,
what do you mean?
I got to back up then, all right? My teenage daughter lived here. Right? I had an apartment, everything. And one day, she came over to my apartment, my wife did, crying, that her and my daughter are getting along. She's driving her crazy, you know? She said, Terry. Oh, I didn't even supposed to say my name.
It's all right.
I can't say the last names, because if you're from Des Moines, you know me, nigga.
Yeah, you don't say the last name.
I'm looking for Terry. Where Terry?
But go ahead, though.
Okay, but
she said.
But anyway, she said, Terry, will you please come back home, and give up your apartment for my daughter's name? I ain't gonna say. And I said, okay, cool, I'll do that. And now when they was so arguing so bad, fighting, it was driving her crazy. You know how teenage girls and their moms don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyway. I don't know. Well, she's not a teenager now. She's like 19, 20.
Now, who pays
anyway,
the rent in that apartment? Who pays that rent in that apartment?
I pay the rent. I pay the rent in the house. Well, actually,
now,
I own a house.
You need... Okay. Okay. So, does your wife, does she pay any of the taxes on the house? Any mortgage?
Yeah. She does her thing, but see,
okay.
I'm a real man. I take care of my family, no matter
how thin
my butter is. You know what I mean?
Right.
I take care of everything.
Yeah, I make a suggestion.
I'm just not happy right now.
I like to make a suggestion. It's time for you to take care of yourself. You know, because your daughter's grown, the wife. You know, she's doing her thing out there, and you're there miserable. You know, the children, they know you're miserable. And a lot of times, really, some of you guys out there can attest to the fact that the children don't want to see that any more than you do. You know, they don't want to be up in there hearing you guys argue and all that. You know, because if you look at what are you teaching the children? Like, they're going to grow up thinking that that's the way it is. Like, they're going to be in a horrible relationship.
They act out now. In school, they get kicked out of school because we don't show no affection towards each other, you know?
Right.
Whatsoever. And they're like, my boys are hard. I ain't going to lie to you. They are hard. And I think it's all because of this, a lot of it anyway, you know? And I don't want them to grow up disrespecting women. And I keep telling them, what happened between me and your mom is not the way the world is, you know?
Yeah, but that has now become their reality. And, you know, obviously we're asking more questions than we can offer any type of advice because we don't know the ins and outs of a 23-year relationship. That's a lot, and it's a lot to shift through and separate, certainly. But I think that both you and your wife deserve to be happy. And it sounds like the thing that's the most important to you both is your children. So I think your children also deserve to see you happy. And you are, you're making a reality for them, which is that a man and a woman will be together and be unhappy just to, you know, just for the sake of the children or just for no good reason at all. So I think that part of taking care of your family is not just financially and physically, but it's also emotionally. So I can't agree with Vic more in terms of taking care of yourself, and then you're teaching your sons and your daughters that before anybody else, you take care of yourself, and everything else will follow. So, to be around some, I mean, I would think that, yeah, I would act up too if I was a teenager. If when I came home, you know, my mom and dad were sad and, you know, not talking with one another, and it was just a very tense or cold household, I'd rather go to two warm houses than one cold one.
I hear you. And that does sound good, but I'm sorry. I'm laughing because my son just said something stupid. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. Well, check this out. Yeah, you're right. I need to move out again and straighten out, you know, the shit I'm in right now, but it's going to take a minute, you know?
Well, you know what? It's tough. It's been 23 years. You've been on the countdown for 10 years. It may be easier for you if you set yourself some sort of an exit strategy. Like you have a certain date that you want to get out by, you know, whether it be New Year's Day, whether it be your birthday, whether it be, God, hope not, but a year from now, you know, you definitely want to start making a plan on how to do it. You know, your daughter needs to be in a plan on how to pay her own rent. You know what I'm saying? You can't be paying everybody's rent. And, you know, it's one thing to tell your sons that, you know, the world doesn't have to be that way, but nothing to show your sons and to show yourself. Man, how old are you?
I can't say that. Come on now.
Oh, all right.
Give us a range.
A player doesn't say that kind of shit.
Okay, well, you know, you're not getting any younger, right? You know, when do you plan to find happiness with a woman or, you know, with yourself?
Okay, repeat that.
When do you plan to find happiness? Like, you want to wait till 45 and 50? Do you not care anymore about happiness?
No, I'm out and about. Don't get me wrong, but
You're not happy.
So much is changing my life again. That's what I plan on doing, you know. But you know, when I first came back this first time, when I put my daughter in my apartment, you know, everything was cool. I mean, everybody was getting along, but as the days go by, and start feeling like the old shit I was in, you know what I mean?
Right.
And
so again, I asked you. You didn't answer my question. When do you plan to be happy? Hello.
I'm listening. I'm just thinking.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's your homework right there. That's your homework.
Yeah,
you
that
think
is
about
my homework.
When you plan to be happy, and you definitely call us up next week.
Yes,
we
please
email
do.
Her. We definitely want to, you know, find out what happened to you. We have a new weatherman over here, I think. But, yeah, dude, you know, you're living in a separate compartment in the house. You know, it's over for 10 years. Everybody knows it. You tell her to go ahead and do what she's doing. You do what you're doing. Just get out. You know, I was partially raised by my father. He was definitely in my life for my 25 years. I'm still a young guy. You know, but he didn't live with my mother. They separated when I was three. He was still in my life. So you don't have to be in the household to be in your children's life.
I was raised different from you, though, brother. You know,
right.
When my dad left, he left for good. And see, I know how that felt. It was back in the, I ain't going to say when it was back in.
Too late.
But,
yeah, really.
You know,
you already told us your name.
I want to be here every morning. I want to see him off to school like I'm doing. I go to the games, all that, you know. We go fishing together, all that. We do things together, you know.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have
hey.
A friend that he didn't
that, that doesn't
with
matter, man. That, I mean, pulling
well,
up in front of the
you,
house
well,
don't
on.
Get it, man. Come on now.
Well, let me just say something, right? And the fact that I do have a different experience than you do, that's why you can learn from my experience. And the difference between you and your father is that you're not going nowhere. That's one thing. And I'm letting you know that it can be done because it was done with me, so you have another option than to be miserable and be in the house. Now, I have a friend that he doesn't live with his daughter's mother or his daughter, but damn near every morning he's going out there to Queens. He lives in Brooklyn, and he's going out to the Queens to walk into school. He has that time. So, I mean, he lives about an hour away, but he does that. You know what I mean? And that and you have a car. You got a bike. No lie. He may get on the train or ride his bike to walk his daughter to school. So we understand that devotion. The thing is that you don't got to be in the house because, trust me, children pick up on that toxic environment very, very, very easily. And
yeah,
sometimes,
yes,
unfortunately, you know, you may be doing more harm than good, you know. And
yeah,
yeah, but, you know, thanks for calling, you know.
Okay.
I need to
back in with us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you call next week, though. We're going to have an uplifting show next week.
All right, that'll be out of work. I like your show, man.
Thank you.
I found you guys on Facebook.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, my friend there, she's a friend of mine, I guess.
Oh, that's what's up.
Aww,
shout out to the boy,
man. Jazz brought you to the show. Well, I am very happy that you
crazy,
you know.
Okay.
Get out of here, Iowa.
Hey, you
wow,
guys have
okay.
a blessed night, all right?
You too. We'll talk to you.
You too. Yeah, we're too.
All right.
Wow,
okay.
We have another caller. We have caller 973. Are you on with us?
It is the number one Angry MILF.
Hey. Angry MILF number one.
Uh-oh, they both called it in one time.
How is everyone
doing? Well, she came to claim her spot.
Wow.
I have so many thoughts going on in my head right now after listening to all of that. I'm just trying to get it together. I think that when people become parents, they just automatically have this vision in their head about all of these sacrifices that they have to make at the expense of their own happiness. But if you're not happy as a parent, then what type of energy do you think you're bringing into the household around your children? I don't believe in staying in an unhappy relationship for the sake of the children. I have three children, two separate relationships. The first one was verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive. I was not going to stay in that and have my son thinking that that is the way women are supposed to be treated and have my daughter thinking that that is the way that men are supposed to interact with women. The second relationship, you know, he was unfaithful, so that ended. And for the first year or so, it was rocky. I thought that I was just going to be so miserable, like I was never going to find anybody else. But now, a year and a half later in my life, I'm finally at peace, and I know that it's going to be okay. And now he and I are actually to the point where we can be friendly. And he sees our daughter every day. He keeps her several nights out of the week, takes her to school, picks her up from school. We share weekends. So you don't have to be in the household to be a parent to the child. My oldest child, my son, his father has custody of him. He lives in a totally different state. So it can work. You just have to find the way to make it work. So that's all I wanted to add, because I saw someone in the chat room say something about, I had to raise my children as a single parent. I would prefer to have the father in the house, even if the father and I aren't happy. You're not fooling anybody. As warm and as inviting as you try to make the home, the children are picking up on those negative vibes, and they know that something is wrong between mommy and daddy, because they see things on television. They have the opportunity to go to their friends' homes and see other adults interact in healthy, affectionate relationships, and then they come home to this cold stone home. No matter how much of a front you try to put on, the kids know they're not stupid. So go out, be happy, and then you'll find that your kids will be happier instead of resenting you 10, 15 years down the line and spending thousands and thousands of dollars on therapy. So everybody do what you have to do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling and adding that, because I think, you know, the callers that we've heard from tonight and those that are just listening in, and some of the folks on the chat room, they really need to hear that it can be done from someone that was in a similar, if not worse, situation, because I saw a lot going on in the chat room while the gentleman was talking, saying that easier said than done, you know.
Didn't he say that, you know, the wife is dating?
Well, at least he thought so. But number one, hang on 1 second. We have Soul Sonic on the line.
Yes. What's up, Jasmine?
Okay. Hey, welcome to the show. We're going to keep both of your mics on as we get into the last few minutes of the show tonight. Soul, you had something that we wanted you to add about your experience in a household that didn't exactly know when to call it quits. So do share.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I grew up in a pretty abusive home. You know, my father and my mother used to get into all types of screaming matches, physical fights. And it was really bad, you know, police being called all the time. You know, I'm being involved. I'm the oldest son. I got a little sister younger than me that's 6 years younger. So, you know, I was involved in a lot of abuse, watching my parents fight and things, and I used to wish that they would break up. I mean, you know, as a kid, you know, you don't want your parents to ever break up, but I used to wish that they would break up so they would stop fighting. I mean, it would be to a point where it was like, man, and, you know, I grew up watching this, my sister grew up watching this, and it's just unhealthy, you know, it's unhealthy. You know, I knew both my parents did love us, you know, me and my sister, but like I said, you know, their relationship was over. You know, financially, it was stressful on both of them, you know, being immigrants in this country, not knowing how to speak English, just things are difficult for them. And, you know, everything kind of caved on top of them. And, you know, my father had his own issues, gambling and doing drinking. And, you know, my father's a little gang dude and gangster. He thinks he's a gangster. So, and my mom, you know, my mom has her little issues too, you know what I mean? So, you know, but, you know, they just needed to stop. And they let it go on longer than it should have. And I learned from that, you know, actually. I learned from that, and, you know, I kind of applied that to my life. But, you know, sometimes, you know, parents not being together in that way and kids not seeing those type of things, it's actually healthier than to be in a family where you know there's no love there. You know that, like I said, it's cold. It's not something, you know, we're sitting down and eating dinner, but, you know, it's quiet. And, you know,
right. You
guys just... there's dishes all over the floor that are broken. You just got in a fight. Now we got to clean up, but now we have to eat dinner together. You know, it's just stuff like that. It's just kind of like it does something to your psyche, you know, and it's just not healthy. And sometimes, you know, like that.
No, you, a lot of great points there, a lot of really good points. I think, you know, the take-home point is with this is that in the end, you know, no one ends up happy in those type of situations, both the parents or the male and female in the relationship, and of course the children, and then it perpetuates some, you know, relationship issues as you become adults. So wow, tonight, you know, we kind of started out pretty light, and as usual, got a little bit deeper into these issues that are affecting all of us as adults and, you know, can go on and affect others in our generation. So, Sha, I'm going to pass it to you for the last few seconds of the show if you have any final thoughts.
Well, we have 10 seconds left.
Oh.
We have 10 seconds left, so everybody get out of here. But next time, call the guest number 323-657-1479 because we're still going to rock. We're off. The show is off, but those of you who are on the phone are actually still on, and now you see the benefit of calling up as opposed to logging on, because everybody on the internet, they're wondering what happened to us. We can rock a little bit longer if you and Sha and Jasmine want to say your goodbyes. But again, this is the benefit of calling up as opposed to listening online. So tell your friends, 323-657-1479. And lines are still open if you want to dial 1. The chat room, they're real mad right now. What could you say, right? So Sha, you watching them?
Yeah, I got to run, but I want to say it was a great show. I think it was, like she said, we started out light, and then people kind of got heavy. The Iowa dude had a lot of interesting issues. It's crazy he was looking for actually, like, therapy from the radio show. That was kind of hot. But,
Well, we do our thing here.
No, that's what it is. I grew up in a home, you know, that was divided as well, and I was happy when my father left, so I know what that is like. But, again, it's tough to leave, and, you know, my father had to have the church help him out so he can get an apartment. I didn't even know that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I know it's rough to leave home, but sometimes you got to do that, man. But
absolutely. Well, Sha, have a great week. We'll catch up with you on the next episode.
I'm about to call it quits, so you know, I'm breaking up. I'll be single, ladies. Let y'all know, you know. Hit me up, man.
Go watch a movie. Get out of here.
You don't want to say that. Just knock it off.
Break up part 2, baby. Break up part 2 of the proposal, son.
Word.
Put his mic off.
Right.
That was, wow. I agree that a lot of folks have different issues, and this is a great opportunity for people to call in and vent, especially, you know, hear from people that don't know all the ins and outs. You just get a chance to speak your own perspective and hear from us. So, who's on with us? Vicky, are you turning everybody's mic on? Are we turning this into the party line or what?
We could do that again. That'd be fun. Everybody mic on. We have Florida's in the house. Every part of Florida. We have Orlando's in the house.
Hey.
We got some 727, some 850 at Tampa or something. You got
850 is Tallahassee. My alma mater, Florida State.
Okay. How to win the game. Men respect standards.
Who's that?
You can't put everybody mic on because people are doing things.
Oh, yeah.
I almost heard some craziness.
I know. Okay, Florida is representing. That is great to know. I know that the Angry Milk number 2 is still on the line. I think number 1 was on there towards the end.
Well, number 1, she's on right now, but she's about to tune in. We have someone, there's a show actually called A Queen by All Means. I'm not sure of their URL, but they have the famed Queen Afua on tonight. So a lot of folks are going over there. Queen Afua, she's, I don't know what to call her. She's has rites of passage programs and a lot of, you know, natural living and eating and stuff like that. So you can do a search for Queen by All Means and you find that.
Check that out.
But for now we're here, man. And, you know, Sha, like, he's surprised. Like, we done had people break up off this show. People done got pregnant off this show. Like, you know, so hopefully, next week, you know, Brother Terry, not supposed to know his last name, Brother Terry, you know, calls us and he's done moved out. How are you going to, you know what? I think they played him. He was in his little bachelor pad, chilling. They came through with the story, like,
There's still some love there. I think, you know, 23 years. And I was really, 23
they
years,
played him out.
That's a long time.
No. Here's what I'm talking about. How did the daughter end up with the apartment? and he went back and he had to build his own little room in the house. How does that
work? Let me tell you how that happened. One, the daughter is hip to the game. She doesn't want to live with either one of them.
Mm.
Okay, so that's one thing. Two, the parents are at the beck and call of the children because the parents feel guilty for, you know, the type of household that they are putting the children in. So they tend to, you know, overcompensate by making decisions that you normally would not, which would be like giving your daughter your apartment. And it sounds like he's a very self-sacrificing man, which both, I'm sure, his wife, ex-wife, whatever, his wife and children know. So just very, very complicated relationship.
I just found out something.
What's that?
I just found out that people from the chat room are trying to call in, but they can't. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So once you're on, you're on.
Yeah, you got to be on from day one, baby. It's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that being the case,
let them know we're having a good time.
I'm finna make me a list and break up with somebody real quick. Me and Shabby gonna break up together. Not like that, though. And next week, I'm gonna have a story to tell. Thank you, everybody, for chilling with us for so long.
Yes.
Tell a friend. We are here every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're in Cali, that's 5 p.m. If you're in the Midwest, that's 7 p.m. And if you're in Arizona, that is Arizona time, 7 p.m. And that's it.
Is it? No, it's not. It's 6. No, let me just be quiet.
Arizona
isn't it
time
5 on the West
Coast? Oh, you know what? Arizona time is West Coast time. Look, hey, look. Just find us. We're going to be there, okay?
Look, and if you miss it, just listen to the archive.
I'm all behind on the time. The time zones and shit. And in Cleveland, it's 2 o'clock.
But I'll tell you right now, in Clearwater, Florida, it's bedtime. So good night, guys.
It is bedtime. Good night. That means hang up, y'all. Shit, hang up. Get out of here. Get out.
Bye.
Oh.